There were over 1,100 homeless on any given night in Delaware last year. This is Don Rush. And in response, there are two projects in the works to accommodate them called Shelter Villages. Judson Malone is executive director of Springboard Collaborative, which is behind these plans. Here's an excerpt from the upcoming Delmarva Today.
We are partnered with a company called Pallet, Inc. in Everett, Washington, and they make modular, quickly assembled sleeping units. They're not houses. They're sleeping units. And to support a village of these type of shelters, we would support them with laundry facilities and bathroom facilities and supportive services, you know, to provide meals, to provide case management, to provide referrals to the services that they need. And the idea is that these people coming from an unsheltered life need time to adjust and get stabilized, but once they do, you know, we want to couple them with case managers that will get them connected to the services they need, be it addiction or behavioral health services or mental health services, and so that they can begin to plan for their future and develop a plan to move on to a permanent housing situation.
Now, and by the way, in terms of Georgetown, your wife, I guess, is a councilwoman there. And I was kind of curious about the reaction of the local governments, both obviously in Georgetown, obviously Lewis, but Georgetown in particular, is given its unique situation, as you mentioned a moment ago.
The reason that we're able to start to develop this project is because the town council created passed a resolution that created this as a pilot project. And before the town voted on that resolution, led by our former chief of police, R.L. Hughes, he led a work group of nonprofits and state agencies in a series of town hall meetings. And we really just got into this issue and tried to understand the homeless situation, tried to understand, as Captain Holm, currently serving as the acting chief of police, as he said, you know, we tried being the bad guy. You know, we tried gently asking them to leave. We tried, you know, arresting them, but let's face it, they're not going to stay in jail for trespassing. So we realized that we had to become the good guys, and we had to become, you know, offer support. There had to be a different way to approach this. And so when Springboard presented our plan, it fit. It's the solution that was needed.
One of the things that struck me about homelessness, particularly if you've been out there for a long time, and people tell me this, that who've been out there, is that there's a certain psychological impact in which they become numb to the outside. I mean, how does one then try to then pull them back out of it?
Well, you're exactly right. The experience that we've observed in these pallet shelter villages, that the single biggest thing that happens to them at the beginning is a bed behind the door they can lock, and a space that they can have control over and call their own. Restorative sleep is the first step, and it builds from there.
Judson Malone, executive director of Springboard Collaborative, which plans to build two homeless shelter villages in Delaware. The full interview can be heard on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media. Thank you.